that some of the few kind of I guess given what's happened, do you sense that that's kind of been a, that's you made that a priority for yourself in each game now?
Yeah, I'm trying to take more the things that go wrong to my hands instead of blaming it on other people. So that's just responsibility that I have as a point guard.
What went right today?
Defense. I say defense. We struggled a little bit early offense, but we played defense, and that pretty much gave us the lead the whole time. We got some easy buckets, and it just kept us going.
Kind of seemed that way where it kind of took over the mantle of responsibility, that stretch in the second half, where they got it to three, and then you just kind of went on a bit of a tear there.
Yeah, they got it to three. We lost concentration. I noticed that that's happened in the last couple of games. We just lost concentration on defense, and teams have crawled back on us. But we picked it back up, and then we never stopped. We ended up with a win by like 17, I think.
Tyrese, in that stretch, they brought in a point guard, that's a freshman. You picked his pocket, scored, and he committed an offensive foul, which you got. Did you feel like you could take advantage of him? Or
honestly, I didn't even know he was a freshman. But, I mean, I was just picking up their guards early anyway. I mean, he put the ball in front of my face and I took it, so the other guard didn't do this, so I didn't get to take it.
Sean, is this what you guys almost consider the first step to closing out games now, getting back to what you should be doing?
Yeah, I think we did a better job today. I know we focused in practice ever since the Duquesne game on just coming out and talking to each other on the defensive end, and we've been doing that in practice pretty well. We kind of had to go back to the basics and go through a couple of shell drills and just a little bit more teaching, because I guess Coach Skinner felt like guys weren't fully understanding. So we kind of went back to the basics, and we're starting to do that on full a little bit more, talking to each other, starting to get a little more comfortable with what people are doing out there.
What about finishing the team? So this has been the first time in a while that you guys have got out on a team and then finished them.
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind of good to do that. In the previous games, I mean, we come out, gotten leads, gave it up at the end, and they've come down to close games. In this game, we just continue to play defense. We continue to be focused, talking to each other, trusting each other, and the outcome was, I don't know how much we won by, but over 15 points, I don't know. 17?
Okay. 16.
Yeah,
it was anxious to get out of here and get on the road at all.
Does
that matter at all?
No. I mean, we really not think about it like that. The biggest thing right now really is just getting better game by game. Getting out on the road, we can't look at it like that. We just got to look at it as another game. I know we're going into the ACC. And we have to pick up the intensity on the defensive end, as well as getting better executing on offense. We just got to get better now. We're getting into a better league. We're not going to be playing against Yale anymore. So we definitely have to just keep getting better.
Tyrese, Coach is saying your leadership skills have definitely, with Jared sitting on the bench, have definitely moved up a little bit. You've taken more responsibility with him not there helping you. Is that something that you're going to look forward to carrying on, even though when Jared comes back?
Yeah, I definitely will. That'll be just more leaders on the court. I mean, we got Jared out there. We got Sean Marshall out there. We got a lot of experienced people, and John Lewis and Sean Williams, too. So just me bringing my leadership to the table is only going to help.
What about that nice block on a guy who's 6'10", as opposed to you, a little bit of 9 inches shorter?
A little bit of luck. I don't know.
Is that a career-high block for you? I mean, they had you for two. It seemed like you had 12.
Yeah. I had three one game.
Did you ever block anyone that big?
I feel good when I get a block. I mean, I don't know. Me being the shortest person on the court and blocking somebody 7 foot shot, I mean, that makes me feel good.
You're still 7 foot tall,
right? Yeah.
What about getting Jared back from this game coming up?
I mean,
you guys will finally be at your full strength.
Man, as everybody knows, everybody in the nation knows, Jared's our leader. As he goes, we go. So he's coming back. He's going to bring his leadership back. Sean Marshall going to bring his leadership from these last couple of games that he stepped up out here. And he's just going to be ready.
come from it?
Having him on the floor just helps in various ways. Just him being on the floor vocally on the defensive end. He's a very experienced player. Ever since he got here, he just led the team in minutes, I think. So, him being on the court, as much as he is, he's experienced a lot of things. He sees a lot of the offenses the team's running. He's always talking to us. He's in the back of the zone. Him on offense, man, he's coming up with a big basket for us, rebounding, getting the energy going. So having him back is just incredible. And I think the biggest thing is the guys learned how to play without Jed. Guys know that they can step up in other ways, and it's just going to make us a better team in the long run.
Sean, can you talk about the way Tyrese stepped up in these games without Jared, especially scoring the ball?
Yeah, I've been telling Tyrese all season. I've been talking to him after every game here and there. He's had this in him, and I've believed in him. I've told him after every game, and he's starting to play that way. Starting to play like a leader, like a true point guard. Everybody knew he could do it. Now he's starting to do it, and it's making us a better team.
What's up? Thank you.
Thanks, guys.